You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Listener Mallory wrote in and said has a coworker whose kids saved up $200 so they could buy a lightsaber.
Oh, sweet. What's that kid's Venmo? I'm going to Venmo him $20. This needs to happen.
I mean, this is kind of funny, isn't it? I do have memories, you know, as a kid, saving up for various things. My parents were the kind of, if you said, I want something, they're like, well, hey, do some chores, mow some lawns, save up, you know, get a paper route if you need to, do whatever. But you save up the money and get it. And it's a great life lesson. I'll tell you what, you learn about, you know, about money and saving your money. Absolutely. Is Reed saving up for anything right now?
So both of the kids are, you know, they're savers. We're trying to instill that in them. And we open up like little savings accounts for them as soon as they were born. And there is a constant battle of, you know, how much cash are they allowed to keep on hand at the house versus how much has to go into the savings. They don't quite get yet that, you know, when it's in the bank, it's still your money. But it's just not, you know, hanging out at home. And that is a battle that we fight all the time because I like them to
put stuff in the account. So if it's not in their hands, they feel like they've lost it.
Yeah, and you try to explain, which they don't get at this point, you know, that, you know, later in life, you know, you might want this if you need brakes on your car or something like that. You know, it's just hard to get it through their head. But we allow Reed to keep a couple $100 at home just so he can, you know, find some things that he wants. You know, right now, he's moved from Pokemon to coin collecting now. He's hot and heavy into coin collecting.
What is he, 73 years old?
I know! One of his little buddies got him turned on to it, and it's so funny because his little friend wore on the first day of school a t-shirt that says, coin collecting. It just makes sense. My first comment was, that kid's getting his you-know-what kicked on the first day.
Absolutely.
It just makes sense. No, but anyway, yeah, just this weekend on Sunday, we went to the gold and coin shop, which, let me tell you, is extremely intimidating to walk into one of those shops because they've got to, like, buzz you in. And then you walk in and there's, like, 50 cameras in your face as soon as you get in there. And they're watching you the entire time. But he saves up for all these special little coins. And he's got a bunch of different books and various coins that he's collecting. And,
so
you know, from different mints and everything.
You're telling me he's numismatist.
Did you just have a stroke?
Numismatist.
Could be. Is that what the official
Yeah, I
term
knew there
is?
Was a word for it, so I had to look it up. A coin collector is a numismatist.
Listen, on the surface, this sounds incredibly dorky, but...
Yes, it does.
But... I mean, he's buying things of value that are going to go up in value. And
well, you hope.
That you hope. Absolutely, you hope. And, you know, this coin collector guy that we go see, we go to this one shop, and he, every time, he reiterates, he's like, you are doing a good thing by starting this at an early age. He's like, you'll never be poor. He's like, this stuff is going to go up in
value. Well, what else is the guy at the coin collecting shop going to say? Kid, you're wasting your
you're
money.
You're looking at it. I mean, he's got millions of dollars of things in this shop. He's like, you're very smart to do this as a hobby.
You know what? I go to the liquor store, they tell me that I'm making a good choice too. You know?
No, they don't.
This is a fine bourbon, Mr. Testa. Good job.
This will change your life, sir.
Pat me on the head. Well, let me ask you. So has he completely veered off the path of Pokemon? Have those been forgotten?
No, it's
now?
Still kind of in the back of his mind. He takes a peek at them at stores and stuff occasionally, but he's saving for
coins.
He's
out of that stage.
He's into coins. I'm hoping he's out of that stage. This is pretty cool, actually, to see him collecting and putting his money towards money.
Better coin collecting than putting it into, like, meth or something like that.
True, or vaping or something, yeah.
Sasha has a 5-year-old who is currently saving up for... A dozen donuts.
Yeah. Chocolate on chocolate. Get it.
She said, don't ask me why I offered to buy them. He said, no, thank you. This kid is going to go far in life if he is, like, gifting donuts to people.
That's hilarious.
That kid knows what's what. All right, Crystal. I told you, Jeremy, random. Crystal says my 12-year-old is saving up for a foot massager.
Nice. Not mad at that.
And all I could write back to John was, holy crap. That's all I could write back because he said a $1,000 Lego set.
Oh, yeah, that's, yeah. Sounds like Josh, our producer.
You know, if your kid saves up $1,000, do you let them blow it on a Lego set?
Right.
I mean, I know all the arguments, pro and con, about Legos and stuff like that. I don't want to get into that.
It's just going to go up in value.
Yeah. But, I mean, if you've got a kid who's got $1,000, do you let them blow it on Legos?
No, you make them save half of it and then go buy a $500 set is what you do.
Okay. Well, okay. I'm happier with that answer.
Yeah, that's what I would do. Like,
maybe the kid has saved up $2,000. I don't know.
A ton of other funny ones coming in. Sarah says, my son, who is 11, saw a bearskin rug on a TV show and thought it was the coolest thing ever, and now he's on a mission to buy one and have it on his floor in his bedroom.
Oh, my God.
Sarah says, I just shake my head. Those are thousands of dollars, but he has $450 saved up so far, and I don't want him to have it, but how can I say no? You could probably say no to that. 14-year-old son saving for a $1,500 weight set, says Angela, because he, quote, wants to get jacked.
Okay.
And Dale says, my son is saving for one of those, like, 20-foot-tall scarecrows that are animated. They're Halloween decorations. They're, like, $350 at Lowe's. He's doing everything he can to get one by Halloween. That's kind of cool. Those are neat.
If your kid's got $350, do you want them spending it on a Halloween decoration?
I do like these other two that came in. Andrea says she just put night vision goggles.
That's random. I love that.
And then Richard said, my 13-year-old is saving for a set of Calphalon pots and pans. He loves cooking. That's hundreds of dollars. That's pretty cool.
Again, I like random, but I love it.
Yeah, that's really good.
Phones. To the phones we go. Kylie, what are they saving up for?
My son is saving up for a gumball machine, a particular yes. gumball machine. And we actually just found one on Facebook last night, and we're going down to look at it in a couple of days. And he already found the restaurant to put it in as well.
So this is like the legit glass gumball machine, like
that he would like lease out or whatever to a restaurant, mm-hmm. and then he gets the proceeds. How much is the gumball machine?
So it started at $350, but I think we have him down to like $275, and we're going there together. So hopefully we can negotiate down further.
Now
he's got to pay for the gumballs then as well to fill it up.
Exactly.
Has he done his research as far as how much he can make off that every month?
We haven't gone that far. He does know which gumballs he wants, which are the most expensive gumballs and his favorite gumballs. So,
oh, wow.
Now we need to look into the rest. But he does have the restaurant. He did ask the restaurant to put it in.
And what's the restaurant?
Garrison. It's going to be Crown Burger.
Crown Burger. Okay.
Great. I got to tell you something funny about that. I'm very curious about gumball machines. And I'll tell you what my question is, Kylie. There was a dry cleaner that I used to go to down in Parker, and I would drop my stuff off. And inside, they had this giant gumball machine. It wasn't like one of those little ones you see inside the door at grocery stores. This thing had to be, I'm going to say, about 3 feet in diameter or whatever. Mm-hmm. Huge, right? Filled with gumballs. And I asked the people who worked at the dry cleaners, I go, I'm curious, how long does it take before this has to be refilled? Like, what kind of gumball business mm-hmm. is there in a dry cleaner mm-hmm. that you would have to go through hundreds and hundreds, if not 1,000 gumballs? And you know what their answer was? I don't know.
We've never refilled it. Well, that's my first thought when I see those things in those places. It's like, how long have those been in there?
Yeah, well, how long does it take? What's the turnover on a gun? If somebody, look, our listeners collectively know everything. So what we want to know is, how long does it take to go through an entire gumball machine's worth of gumballs?
It's like when I was researching buying vending machines, and like one of the best spots is to put them in like laundromats because you got nothing else going on. You're sitting there waiting for your laundry. Great spot for a vending machine. Great spot for a gumball machine. Kylie,
do you know the answer? Has your son done the research to find out how often they would turn over?
No, but we would love to know the answer. So if there's listeners that can tell us, we would love to know, because I think he wants to buy more and put them in more restaurants. It's going to be called Garrison.
He's
going to
be a little gumball impresario.
He's an entrepreneur. Good for him.
I love that. That's Kylie, really cool. That call made my day. Thank you for being on the show, and good luck to him. Yeah, I do like that. He's a little businessman.
Yeah.
Shauna, good morning. What are they saving up for?
Well, my grandson wants to go to a Broncos game. He is saving for Bronco tickets.
What's that? Like down on the first level, or he's going to be up on the upper deck?
Probably whatever he can save for. He's just a big sports fanatic, and he really wants to go.
Has he told you approximately how much he's going to have to save?
Well, depending on where he wants to sit, between $100 and $300 at least.
Yeah. And if it's a cold December game and the Broncos are out of the playoffs or whatever, it'd be a lot more affordable. So.
Right.
Shauna, thank you very much for that call. I got to know about the gumballs.
Dave said he's got an 8-year-old that's saving up for a $1,200 drone.
Oh, my God.
Kelly says, my daughter puts all her money into slime. There's a 50-gallon bucket of slime online that she wants. It's like $200.
My stepdaughter used to sell slime online. She made bank.
It's like, make your own slime.
People all over the flipping continent were writing to her, sending her money.
That's weird. Was she putting like something weird in the slime, or?
Well, what made her slime so great? She had all sorts of slime recipes, but I mean, yeah, she was again a little entrepreneur with the slime business.
That's good.
Shannon says saving up for a trip to Costa Rica to help sea turtles.
Great.
I like that.
Michelle says her son saved up for years for a really nice chess set. It's exquisite. All right.
Still no response on the gumballs.
It's got to be somebody that knows the gumball industry.
Somebody has to know how long it takes to go through a gumball machine's worth of gumballs.
We should have asked her what gumballs is the kid's brand. What's his go-to brand?
He's like the Cadillac of gumballs.
She's like, it's a really good gumball.